It's time again for The Insiders, the two-minute take, with Chuck Kuala and Scott Jensen, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and Michael Best Strategies.
Hi, I'm Scott Jensen, former Assembly Speaker.
And I'm Chuck Kuala, former Senate Majority Leader.
And we're The Insiders. So Chuck, once again, we have divided government in Wisconsin. You and I had a little bit of experience with that when you were the leader of the Senate, I was the leader of the Assembly. But this is a little bit different, right? Now we've got a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature. What do you think is going to happen?
It's great. And if there's anybody who knows about it, it is Scott and myself. And Scott was a very worthy opponent. I mean, the two of us, I think, really practiced this pretty well. Here's the thing to remember, though, about divided government. He had 50-some members. I had 17 or 18 members. That makes it very difficult to be a united voice and also to be an effective voice. The governor speaks with one voice, mm-hmm. as do all of his cabinet secretaries. There's a reason that governors get 80% of whatever they want in a budget, and that's what you're going to see. Now, this has not happened for at least a decade in Wisconsin, and it goes back even farther with us. I think the problem will be, can legislative leaders figure out how they work with this governor? Right now, there's a feeling. Republicans have had this for a long time. They have walked around with a chip on their shoulder. I think that would be a dangerous thing for them to do. And it will be interesting to see how Robin Voss and Fitzgerald navigate this relationship with the governor. And Fitzgerald with a very difficult caucus to contend with. It's always past his prologue, but there's always some new element. But remember this. 80% of what the governor wants, the governor gets.
That's historically been true. And I also like the point that you made that the governor speaks with one voice. The administration has one microphone, and it's a large microphone. The legislature, lots of different people talking, lots of much smaller microphones. It's much harder to lead. However, you have united the Republicans in the legislature. Both houses are Republican. If Voss and Fitzgerald can work together closely, and at times they haven't been able to do that in the past, but if they work together closely now, and they're disciplined, I think they will have a strong voice. The key is they got to find those issues in which they can cooperate with the governor on. That might be juvenile justice issues or corrections issues. It could be transportation. There could be some issues where they're going to do that. But then they got to find other issues where they draw a line and draw a distinction between the governor and themselves. And I think the budget is the key to all of this. Now, in the budget, historically what has happened in Wisconsin is that the legislature and the governor have loaded the budget up with all sorts of policy and sent it off to the governor, and the governor then gets to use the nation's most powerful veto pen to rewrite it. You can do amazing things with that veto pen. And so I remember I once put in enough money to do the zoo interchange in Milwaukee in 2005, and we're still not done with it because Jim Doyle took that money and sent it to other parts of the state budget. So you can do almost anything with that partial line of view. I would encourage the Republicans to show some discipline and put together a budget that doesn't have all those words in there. Don't give the governor a word salad where he can cross out certain words and create new things in state law, because the Democrats will stand up for him in the legislature and sustain those vetoes. I think they should send him a budget that's just numbers.
There's a lot of good information that Scott's given there, but here's the problem for Republicans. You saw Scott Walker changing his message to pre-existing conditions 5 days before the election. The problem is the power of the message that Tony Evers will have, education and health care. And it will be at the Republicans' peril that they oppose these things, and I'm afraid they will do that. We will watch, but I think Tony Evers will be a very successful negotiator in this budget.
We'll see.
We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Insiders, the two-minute take, with Chuck Kuala and Scott Jensen, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and Michael Best Strategies.